We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I don't know if you've seen this video. People are just sharing it all over the place because of the fact we got a woman who's from the South. Talks a little funny, at least when she says boiled peanuts. That's because it may not sound like boiled peanuts to you.
I'm no betting man, but I have a feeling I know what she's going to say.
Yeah. she's telling some guy that she's making some boiled peanuts in this video, but he thinks, what are you saying?
What's in this pan here?
Boiled peanuts.
What?
Boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts.
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 Peanuts. Okay.
I love that. That's relationship goals right there. It looks like a husband and wife.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think his hearing's got to be checked. I hear peanuts.
I don't.
Yeah.
I think he just wants to hear penis.
Well, who doesn't? Well, not boiled, but yes. Yeah. I think he's probably just like, well, I just want to say that. I want you to say that word enough so it gets in your brain that maybe later on there's a little fun. Little fun that happens.
So, Vicky, you hear penis and not penis?
I did hear.
I heard the bad word, yes.
I heard penis, especially because she kept repeating it. I kept hearing her say penis, penis, penis.
I heard the T.
Yeah, I heard the T as well.
I at the beginning, I did, but later, all I heard was penis. But we'll try it again.
All right.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
What's in this pan here?
Boiled penis.
What?
Boiled penis.
Boiled penis.
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 Okay.
I heard a T on the first one.
You got dirty minds.
Well, yeah. But every other word, I would hear the T.
Yeah.
So it'd be peanuts and then penis. Peanuts, penis.
Oh, well.
I heard.
Laurel.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard Yanny.
Yeah, I heard Yanny.
Yeah.
Laurel.
Yeah.
Yanny.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like you said, Steve. This is, you know what? They're older folks. This is the kind of fun they're having. Good for them.
I've never had boiled peanuts.
I know. Neither have I, actually.
What is a boiled peanut?
It's a peanut that's boiled.
I know that. Thank you very much. But what do we do with a boiled peanut?
You eat them.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Or do we put it on like a dish?
Yeah. What's the point of boiling them?
Sauteed peanuts.
Yeah. I don't know the point. But yeah, they have all sorts of different types, like Cajun boiled peanuts.
Yeah. It's just another way to cook them, like you boil your hot dogs or you fry. You know, you can fry your hot dogs.
Just
you can grill them.
Flavor, I guess. You do it in a crock pot or an instant pot or even on the stove.
Or you get canned already peanuts.
Yeah, well, you know that a cooked peanut's different than a raw peanut, right?
Yeah, of course I do.
So I think the
one is hot and one's not.
All right, there you go. So boiling is just another way to make it happen, but it does have a different. I would say it's moister, if you will, than dry roasted.
Can you eat the raw peanuts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's what you – I mean, I think you can. I mean, is that what – I can't – do they boil them in the shell at the park or do we just get them?
Yeah, it's fully in the shell.
Well, I know they're in the shell. I just don't know if they cook them.
This person says to enjoy the boiled peanuts, drain the brine from the can, and then shell the peanuts. For extra flavor, try heating the peanuts in the liquid after opening the can. This is very naughty.
Oh.
Vicky, can you read that whole sentence slower for our audience?
Wow.
Wait, where is it?
Here.
There we go.
Okay.
I didn't know we were really doing it. I was just goofing.
Okay.
But now that you're ready, I don't want to I don't want to hurt your flow.
Yeah.
To enjoy the boiled peanuts, drain the brine from the can and shell the peanuts. For extra flavor, try heating the peanuts in a liquid after opening the can.
Yeah, found a category for your OnlyFans now.
There we go.
That's it right there.
Reading recipes.
Reading peanut descriptions.
I'm telling you right now, you guys have hit on some stuff. If Vicky had a little initiative, she would be doing an OnlyFans page for a lot of the ideas we've
right.
had. I think she'd make cash.
I mean, I opened one up, but it's actually a process to start it.
Well, that's right. That's usually every business is.
I mean, yeah, you actually have to fill out a tax form before you can even put your bank form. I was really surprised. I thought it would just be
Uncle
like opening
Sam
an Instagram.
Uncle Sam wants a piece of your naughty pictures.
Right. I thought it'd be like Instagram. Like, okay, yes, here's my name. Cool. Here's my picture.
These businesses that want me to be legit, that's not what I want.
Somebody said boiled peanuts are the worst kind of peanuts. And another person said it's a southern staple. You just eat them. They're amazing.
Okay, so they're the worst kind of amazing peanuts.
Well, one person thought they're the worst kind of peanuts. The other person thought they're amazing. Another person says, I'm from Seattle, but I studied in Georgia. Boiled peanuts are awesome. They taste almost bean-like. Great with beer.
Oh, almost bean-like. Well, okay, then.
Do you know anybody that does the whole throw the peanuts in the Coca-Cola bottle?
Oh, yes.
See, my father-in-law does it, I believe. And so it's like, I think my wife says she's done it from time to time,
why
too.
Why do they do that?
It just... I don't know. I guess they just like to eat peanuts and Coke.
Adds to the flavor.
I really don't know. I
adds
never
to the
tried
flavor
it.
Of the peanuts or the Coke?
The Coke.
Oh.
The actual peanuts. I was thinking with the whole shell and everything.
Oh, no,
just the actual peanuts.
The peanut itself.
So it just gives you like a little peanut flavor.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
So you want peanut flavored Coke.
Yeah, apparently.
Then do you eat the peanuts at the end? I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
I found some information about it. According to the National Peanut Federation site, practice likely originated in the 1920s when workers with dirty hands didn't want to touch their peanuts, so they dumped them in their Coke.
You know what?
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Gotcha. Okay.
I know some of the sex workers in the 30s didn't want to touch anybody's peanuts because they were just too dirty, but I didn't know that.
And their hands were dirty for different reasons.
Yeah, it was a different kind of Coke, too.
Well, I want to thank the National Peanut Federation for existing because I didn't even know we needed one.
How do I get to be a part of the National Peanut Federation?
Well, I think you're halfway there. I mean, you've got the knowledge now.
You were your mom's little peanut, right?
I have a picture.
Yeah, I think you're already
right.
In.
I have a picture where I look, as a baby, I look like a human peanut.
Oh, well, in that case, I mean, if you look like the planners guy, you
I
know what?
Be a president.
Well, first of all, you need a monocle. I'm sure that'll get you in.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, you really do.
I got one at home.
And get a top hat. He needs a top hat, a monocle.
I got one of those as well at home as two.
Dude,
so.
You're in.
Red might be in
NPF.
Before me.
All right.
Oh, there's. You got to go to the National Peanut Board.
Oh, the NPB.
Yeah. How do I get to be a part of the National Peanut Federation?
Well, if you work really hard, you could actually be part of the NPP&J. But you have to work really hard for that.
I do eat one every morning.
That's see, look at that.
Although, I mean, pro tip. Make sure you keep a napkin over your pants when you do that because, man, I got all this jelly all over my crotch.
Excuse me?
I don't need
I came
to know
in
this.
And I had to like, just really clean it up, but then it looked like I had an accident. I was walking around with wet pants.
You know? So you're a prime candidate for the NPB, my friend.
Steve needs a work bib.
Yeah, he does.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This next story is really going to illustrate, I believe, just how the socially awkward have found a way to communicate.
Okay.
Because I don't know what else to do to explain this device. It's a device called Mood Beam, and that's mood like, you know, what kind of mood are you in? Mood Beam is a wristband that lets your boss know how you're feeling. See, you laugh. Vicky goes, huh. See, it's well, that generation.
I can save
right
myself
there.
Some money. It's like, you know, I'm feeling. I'll show you. If I show you the bird, that means I'm not in a good mood.
There you go.
That's my mood beam. Hey, you're number one, boss.
All right. Rev, what do you think of the mood beam?
It basically, I'm okay with it in just terms of, like, don't ask me that dumb question and let me do my work.
Yeah, but you, this one here, here's what it is, man. It's got two buttons. It's got a yellow button, and it's got a blue button. It's very, you know, it should have a red button and a blue button, so it could be like the Matrix.
Like Matrix. Here, here's what it looks like. It just kind of almost looks like a white Fitbit.
Yeah, and you're supposed to hit the yellow one when you're happy and the blue one when you're not, you know, because I'm feeling blue. Yeah. This way
– what if I'm worried that if I hit the yellow one, it's like I'm suffering from jaundice?
Yes, yes, what? that will be a thing. You don't have to worry about.
Does it make your skin yellow or something?
It does, yes.
Thank you.
Would it be bad?
No, jaundice makes your skin yellow.
Yeah, so I'm hitting the yellow button. I'm not feeling it.
I have jaundice. I think they could tell if your skin's yellow already. I mean,
all right, good point.
I'd be a smartass about it. So, like, if clock out is at 6 o'clock, at 6:01, I'd just be hitting the yellow button. Like, I'm happy, 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 happy.
Oh, that would be funny.
With the boss.
So what's the hope? Is, like, the boss will treat you differently if you hit the certain buttons? Like, they'll be nicer to you if you hit the blue button? Because if that's the case, I'm just going to hit the blue button all the time. I'm in a pissy mood, boss.
Yeah,
pissy
right?
Mood.
Okay, so perhaps you guys aren't the best people to actually use the Mood Beam. It's here. It's here so the company can keep an eye on your mental health. Here's a little more info about it.
We know feeling connected is everything to you right now. So rest assured as Mood Beam gives meaning to remote management from day one. If your company is one that cares about the well-being of its workers, you'll already know that engaged teams are everything if your company is to thrive in these difficult and ever-changing times. I can see from the Mood Beam dashboard that it's been a challenging week for some of you, but I've got some ideas that I'd like to run through that I think might help. Mood Beam keeps teams connected, gives them a voice, and lets you know how they're feeling every day. A real driver for change, it brings awareness, supports organisational change, and promotes positive engagement.
I like that music.
Not the music, but right. I'm hitting the blue button because of the music.
See, okay, so they have a dashboard. That's interesting because all I would do is I would coordinate with everyone who has one, and we would just make like a little rave on his computer. So you just blue, yellow, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, blue, yellow.
Okay, so that's what Rev would do. Steve would just give them the finger. Vicky's like, Danny, Mood Beam, what do you think?
If I had to sit that example of like, okay, everyone, I see from our stats.
Right. You're in a Zoom meeting and they say something like that.
Or like, yeah, they're like, we're going to have a special Friday meeting every week to talk about the Mood Beam. And with the stats, I'd be like, I'd be so mad. I'd be like, I don't want it to come to work anymore.
I'd be like, where's the shut the F up button?
Yeah.
On this? Like, which one do I hit for that? Because
exactly.
This is stupid.
Where's the, this could have been an email button because that's
right?
What I need to press all the time.
Imagine getting like showing up to work and your boss like pulls out a box and says, here, I've got these for all of you guys and their wristbands, and this is what he wants you to wear.
See, I feel the socially awkward would be all over this, but yeah, me, where I feel like I'll just talk to somebody.
If you're socially awkward, I feel like, hey, just hit me up over email if you're not feeling all that hot.
Yeah. That's even tough for people to do if they're socially awkward, to make any sort of communication that they're unhappy or talk about their feelings. Not an easy thing for a lot of people to do. But, you know, email.
But won't they then be weird about it with the wristband? Like if they're like worried, then they'd be like, I'm happy. I swear I'm totally happy. Ignore the tears coming out of my eyes.
Yeah, it's hard to, it's hard to know if this is just showing that an employee is unhappy or if it's you specifically. That, you know what I mean? Because the way she talked about it was like, I'm seeing a lot of folks were unhappy last week. So I don't know if her dashboard gives her, if there's anonymity or if in fact, you know, like she's got 20 employees and she sees 15 of her 20 employees are sad, but she doesn't know which ones are. She just knows a bunch of them are
so
sad.
So during the Zoom meeting, she's going to be like, who's unhappy? I see 15 of you are.
Yeah, I don't
know if this is, I mean, some things we just don't need to have.
Yeah, is it a bad idea or is it just we are not the right people for it? I don't know.
Why can't we just go, if you're unhappy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's as effective as this thing, really.
Okay.
You're spending
all
money
right
on this.
Someone said I would try and get them to change colors on my employees. Oh, that'd be fun. Like, let me see if I can make them all blue.
Oh, hack
start yelling at everyone.
Yeah. Just hack it. Yeah. It's, why is Freddie always sad?
10 out of 10. Got them all to go blue.
Or if you get the crankiest guy in the office, but they're always happy. Like, that can't be right. Jimmy hates everything. Joe, Sarah, thumbs up or thumbs down with the mood beam?
Two thumbs down.
Oh, yep. Nobody likes this thing.
No, it's stupid. Dumb. That's why.
Yeah. And this is, we have a multi-generational room. Now, we don't really represent, you know, Z's a whole lot, but, you know, I mean, pretty much represent everybody else.
I thought this was going to be a little bit more sophisticated. Like, it was going to measure your blood pressure. So if a meeting, like, all the blood pressures are spiking, everyone's freaking out, they know, oh, everyone's stressed out at this meeting. Let's figure it out.
You get to choose.
Everybody's heart's racing.
That's the next generation, Vicky. Yes. The Moonbeam 2 is going to upgrade it.
If that's the case, if it goes like heart rate, they'll be like, someone's asleep. It's probably Steve. His beam is going very slow.
Yeah, he's passed out again.
One person like, who's happy at work anyway? The different levels of happiness. I think all of us would much rather be not working, but, you know, I come in pretty happy to work.
And then lunchtime hits, and then everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, unless you got triggers like me and you're trying to avoid food, then I'm not happy. I hate food time because I'm trying not to eat it. Yeah, so there you go. Oh, wait, where's my mood beam? I'm sad.
Oh, your mood beam plays music.
Yeah, look at that. Do you have any happy music for me, or do you just have the Imperial March? I probably just have the Imperial March from Star Wars. That's the one I'm the happiest, when I'm just like, da, 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 da.
I think I have something that would make you happy.
All right, what's this? Oh, no, you don't.
Hey! Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Dominic the Donkey.
Pressing yellow on
pressing
my
yellow
now.
Right now. Yeah.
Christmas donkey. Yeah. Oh, weird.
There's seven yellows and one blue in here.
If that's not working, how about this?
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, here's a donkey punch for you.
No.
That's it. Lovely. That's great. Well, any reason to play that song? Yeah, exactly.
It's a song that should be played year-round.
Is really, it really?
Yeah. I think so.
Well, I know you think a lot of things, so we'll let that stay.
Or
right.
We could go back to the old hyper-color shirts, and that could be your energy from your body, and if it's like you're in a bad mood, the shirt turns red. If you're in a good mood, turns, I guess, yellow is the international color for happy. I don't understand that one either.
Well, sunshine, maybe. I don't know, sunshine.
Oh, okay, yeah, maybe.
That's the only thing I can think of, and God knows why. But that's where we are, I guess. We'll see if this thing works or if, in fact, it's a big joke like we all think it is.
And then when you fire the person, do you have to be like, hey, we're going to need the wristband back?
It's like, well, hold on. Let me press it blue first when you fired me. I know. It's so ridiculous sometimes, some of the things we do. But
I get the sentiment, and I understand what they're trying to do. I mean, I understand, like, you want to make people feel comfortable at work and you want to be able to address things if things aren't going well. But I feel like this is one of those things where, okay, did we really need this invented?
And I don't know if it's pandemic based, because it's like, if you can you read the room, if you're really good, you look at your team and see how they're doing, or maybe some people aren't that good at that. Now, if you're remote, like a lot of people are, maybe they do need that just to see, like, what are the spirits of my team since we're not all getting together? But I think we can all guess the spirits are probably not the greatest. Right? I mean, you got to homeschool your kids. You're working from your house. You're getting interrupted all the time. I don't know. Some people think it's great. But if you don't have your own dedicated place you can go to in your house where you will not be bothered to do your job, I got to be thinking it's miserable to have to work from home.
Well, I saw some of my friends that posted on Facebook. You just see, like, they're just posting pictures of them looking happy because their kids are going back to school. And they're just I've never been more happy to see my child leave our house.
Oh, yeah. It's been a beating. I mean, the kids are home, but then you also have to help in the education of them.
Right. They're not going to pick up on the whole idea of, like, hey, I know I'm here, but technically I'm at work, so please leave me alone.
Yeah, my wife never picked up on that. Oh, yeah. Never. I tried doing stuff at home. I was like, this is the biggest mistake I ever made, was having a home office. This was the dumbest thing in the world. I would say, when that door's shut, pretend I am not. You can't get me.
When this door shuts, so does your mouth. Oh.
Hey.
No.
But I mean, like, pretend you could, like, I'm at work, which means you really couldn't just come in and ask me if I needed toilet paper. You wouldn't even ask me, because this was the days before we even had texting.
Right.
It didn't matter. She came in. Hey, what do you think? I'm like, I think I'm working. That's what I think. Thanks. Thank you. So there's a debate going on right now, because we have to fight about something. And this is the new enemy of this country, okay? And that is how you stand in the shower.
What?
That's the new debate, and you better stand the right way, or you know what? You're off this show.
Well, don't we all bent over, right? Isn't that how we do it?
Yeah. That's where I start.
Look, I'm not talking about... I don't even want to. Let's not.
I get why my wife looks at me weird every time I take a shower. I thought that was just how we all did it.
I don't really want to picture this, okay?
Too late.
The first thing you go is like, you know what? It's time to turn on the giant bidet. I don't really want to picture that. There's a woman. Her name is Alice. And she set this whole debate off because she tweeted, quote, "It's normal to shower with your back to the shower, right? Not facing the water." And apparently, some people were like, "What is wrong with you, Alice? Are you a terrorist?"
I'm confused. When I shower, I go both ways.
Yeah. Hey, oh, look at you.
You spin.
I put my back when I'm washing my back parts, and then I turn around my front when I'm washing my front parts. Like, I want the shower to hit all of my body.
Oh,
isn't that how we do it?
That's actually not how I do it. When I wash my front, I get the water on the back, so I get all the soap everywhere that I turn around to rinse off, and then I do the backside when I'm facing towards the water.
Okay, but you're still spinning.
Yes.
Well, here's the question, I think. When you are soaping yourself up, how are you facing?
Or your default, like if you're, because we wake up so early in the morning, sometimes I just stand in the shower for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And just like, and I have always have my back. Or the water hitting my back.
See, I guess I hate to be the guy that's like, I do both. But there are more often than not, I do like the water hitting my back just to kind of like just decompress. But sometimes I do like getting splashed in the face.
Oh.
And so I'll just kind of like
I think, you know what, there's a lot of things you can do for that, sir.
So I'll just close my eyes and just let the water hit my face.
Is that nice. Are you sure that's what's happening?
Yes, I'm positive.
All right, very good.
I realize that I actually like looking towards the water, and that's only a problem when I'm dating somebody because they're always really tall, so the water never hits them. I just get it. I have to position the head lower.
Oh, okay.
So it hits them all.
That's
weird.
When you're in the romance stage where you think that taking showers together is great. I mean, normally,
no, we're saving water.
Yeah, no, that's all romance. I mean, really. So if you're with somebody, how often are you taking a shower with them?
Every weekend.
You shower together?
Really?
Yeah, it's a requirement. Yeah, no. It's a requirement for my girlfriend. If I don't shower.
Is she afraid of water?
No. She just is like, we're together. We're going to shower together. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, bonding.
Yeah.
That would annoy me because I'd be like, I'm starting to get cold. Like, move out of the way.
Yeah. Well, that's the funny thing to me is I don't care.
I need the double showers. If we're going to do it, double
See,
showers.
What you're doing right now
your
with your hands
motions,
and face.
Dude, are really.
That's not the double shower look. That's something that's in a thumbnail.
All right, double shake weights.
again, that's a thumbnail.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.